Away from your radio? Listen to 1010XL on the 1010XL app, a free download for all smartphone users, or say, Alexa, open 1010XL.
Duval Ford, Jacksonville's first and only family-owned Ford dealership and proud partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, presents the Duval Ford Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL. Here are your hosts, Bruce the Wizard Arms, Bob Big Wheel O'Reilly, Jeff Rainman Rayner, Magic Mike Murdoch, and David A-Bone Poling.
Welcome, everybody, to the Duval Ford Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. Happy Saturday and happy Easter weekend to all of you. Thanks for listening. Great to have you with us today. I'm Bruce the Wizard Arms. And we're broadcasting live from the famous Studio One in the 1010XL Sports Complex. That's new, right?
Yeah, Studio One.
Studio One. I'm joined in the studio by Bob Big Wheel O'Reilly.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Easter weekend. Glad to be here.
Bob is Duval's medium trucks. Medium duty truck specialist.
I'm a truck guy.
Welcome,
yeah.
Bob. He's a truck guy. Also with us today is Jeff Rainman Rayner.
I'm singing in the rain.
Join him, Jacob.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Saturday. Great to be in studio today. And happy Easter.
Studio One. In the sports complex.
Studio One, the sports complex.
And Jeff is joined by his precocious scion, Rainboy.
Hello, all. Good morning.
The younger half of the Rainbows duo.
Rainbow Bros.
Yeah, Rainbows.
And also a super, super special guest, Caddy Mike Correo. Welcome, sir. It's so good to have you with us.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's good to be here. Those are two of my favorite movies of all time, Singing in the Rain and The Wizard of Oz. So do not pay attention to the man behind the curtain.
I love that.
And we're in the Emerald City. And
Don't you have a theme song for me, Matthew, or a song?
Really?
Come up with something.
I'm all right. Wow.
Nice, way to go. Nice, in the booth today, Matt the Mayor LeVay. We call him the mayor.
Thanks for having me. Thank you very much.
Looks like a youthful composite of several of Jacksonville's recent mayors. You choose. If you have a question, want to be a part of the show, give us a call, 641-1010. Again, the number is 641-1010. Or text us on the 1010XL text line. That number is
641-1010.
There you go. The reason Caddy Mike is joining us today is because we're going to, as we told you last week, we're going to talk about distracted driving. April is Distracted Driving Month, and last year during our show, Mike was listening to the show on his way back to work and called in, and I thought we were passionate about the distracted driving issue, but I think we could introduce the subject and leave. Gentlemen, this is the poster boy for distracted driving. So we'll get into that after the break. Matt, high school sports, what's going on?
Yeah, Bruce, it was an action-packed week here in high school sports with some big matchups across the area. In high school baseball, Providence and Bowles faced each other on Thursday. Guys, these are two of the best teams here in Jacksonville. This game was really close early on, but the Bowles Bulldogs would put up 7 runs in the fourth inning, and they would hold on to win 11-7 against Providence. Bowles is now 18-2 this season, and winners of their last 9 games. Meanwhile, Fleming Island and Fernandina Beach squared off on Thursday. This was a low-scoring battle of the pitchers, but Fleming Island would escape with a 3-2 victory. Fleming Island has now won 7 straight games, and they sit at 13-6 on the season. Meanwhile, in high school softball, Creekside and Providence put together one of the best games of the season on Thursday. This game would head into extra innings, and it was tied at 9 in the bottom of the 9th. And that's when Creekside's Mallory Sykes would hit a walk-off home run to give Creekside a 10-9 win over Providence. And with that victory, Creekside improves to 17-3 on the year. Let's also give a quick shout-out to Oakleaf softball. The Knights sit at 19-3 on the season. And guys, they're currently ranked number 23 in the nation and number 3 here in the state of Florida. So hats off to Oakleaf softball as they continue just an impressive season out on the field. And guys, just a reminder, there's less than 2 weeks remaining here in the regular season for both baseball and softball, which means that postseason play is just right around the corner. So we'll continue to keep you posted on those latest results as the seasons start to wind down. Guys?
Great job, Mayor. Appreciate that.
I love it when he does that.
It's like, wow, yeah. It's like somebody from ESPN just kind of jumped on the show.
Yeah, it's epic is what
he's
it is.
He's missed his calling, that's for sure. He should be in the broadcasting business.
He should be in the broadcasting business. Yeah.
Not yet, that's all. Don't worry about Matthew. You're on your way.
To be determined.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only time of the week when the production booth becomes the mayor's office.
There you go.
Very good.
All right, guys. Hey, Mayor, we're gonna do name day real fast and get that out of the way, and we're gonna go to break early because I want to give us plenty of time in the second segment to talk to Caddy Mike. All right, turn that up.
Oh yeah.
What is your name? My name's Reggie. You have a name.
That is so stupid. I love it.
What is your name?
All right, guys.
I'm glad I love that you love that at stupidity. Okay.
All right, take it away, guys. It's all yours.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, it is Chinese Language Day, so all you Chinese-speaking folks, it's your day.
Yep. It's one of six official languages for the United Nations. So it is also, I'm sorry, I got to get to this one right away. And you guys can chime in. Husband Appreciation Day.
Don't have one.
I don't have
this
a husband.
This is one of those fun days.
All right. I just want to make sure that's out there.
Is there former husband appreciation day? Because there's a lot of appreciation.
There probably is.
I get a lot of appreciation for that.
Well, remember, an ex.
Somebody like me, I can't do the Father's Day thing really. So,
but you are a husband, and you can be appreciated. And it's and it's another for all of us Christians everywhere is Holy Saturday.
Yep, there you go. It is National Lookalike Day. All right. Okay. I got to ask all you guys here.
Mm-hmm.
Is there somebody that looks like you and the rest of us could go, oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Anybody? Bruce? No? You don't want to say, do you? I was told I looked like John Boy Walton.
I was mistaken for Tom Kite once wearing a straw hat on. Hole number three at Oak Ridge.
I could see that.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but that was the end of that association.
Then you swung the golf club and then.
Anything, Jacob?
It was nothing.
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know.
Dale Jr. in 10 years or 15 years.
Yeah, maybe.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. It's Lima Bean Respect Day. So if you're a lima bean eater, it's your day.
You don't have to eat them. All
but
you have
you
to
respect,
do is
just give them respect.
You don't even have to open the
from
can.
From a distance.
Respect the bean.
Yeah.
National Cheddar Fries Day.
And National Pineapple Upside Down Cake Day.
And it's also the start of Passover today.
And World Circus Day.
So if you have your pineapple upside down cake on Passover, you know, then it would all fit together.
There you go.
With your cheddar fries.
I've been passed over.
Passed over? Yeah. More ways than one, right?
And last but not least, Jeff,
I thought a golf show was tough. Matthew, you got to take a class to hang out with these guys.
Tickle myself.
All right. It's Volunteer Recognition Day for all you volunteers. It's your day to be recognized.
And since we're all clowns.
I'm volunteering to recognize
this
show
today.
World Circus for those clowns.
All right. You're listening to the Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back. And we're going to jump right into our dissertation on distracted driving. Please, please stay tuned. This is so dadgum important, and it's just stay tuned. That's it. We'll be right back.
The Duval Ford Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL 92.5 FM. Wizard here, along with Big Wheel, Rain Man, Rain Boy, and Caddy Mike Correa. We still don't have a tune for you, but you know what? Next time you're on the show, we'll have a tune for you.
Yeah. Well, this is a probationary. This is a probationary visit.
Big
right?
laughter across. Yeah. So maybe you better come back next week.
That's kind of why I was trying to sing that in there. Like, you know.
I actually think I found something,
all
guys.
All right.
Okay, go.
Good old Masters theme.
That's beautiful.
Nothing more fitting.
Nothing more fitting. Nice. Like this green jacket fits. Very stylish. Congratulations, Tiger. Thank
that
you, Matthew.
Perfect for the radio. Nice.
That was awesome.
I'm on probation today. I get it. And I noticed that there's no Facebook Live today. See? They're not going to let me show up, kind of in person that way. But no, this is a hugely important topic, and I'm very passionate about it. So
I've got a little soundbite I want to roll before we it's about 7 minutes long, so bear with us. And we did have a little technical difficulty. Hopefully we'll be able to hear this, but listening to people that have been involved in distracted driving tragedies is probably the best way. And I told you this last year. We played three of them, and it was so heartbreaking. I think that's why you called in, Mike. And if you wanna do the right thing and you just can't make yourself do it, you can't set that automatic, or you can't take the pledge not to text and drive, go on YouTube and just type in distracted driving and watch some of the families that have been torn apart because of these accidents. Just give yourself 30 minutes of it, and you'll turn your phone off. I promise you. Go ahead and roll it, Matt.
I will never forget Natalia or the choices that were made that night.
I wish I could just pick up the phone and call her or just text her and tell her how I miss her.
Me and my sister, we looked forward to a lot of things, to graduating high school, to getting married, and being each other's, like, maid of honor.
Natalia was gone in a whisper. There was no warning, no goodbye, nothing.
Natalia didn't plan for this to happen, and in no way would want for us to have to go through this grief and to live out the rest of our lives like this.
I've always looked up to my sister, and the way she did things was amazing. So when I saw what she did, I knew I wanted to be just like her, like when she tried out for cheer.
She was an exciting cheerleader. She was really amazing. She was always full out, always had energy, always knew her material.
When I saw her cheering at the games, I was like, I want to do that. It looks so fun, and like everyone becomes so close to each other that I would want to do that. She was the person that was bubbly and sassy, and her personality always shined through.
She was definitely a person that I could tell everything to and who would help me with a lot of my problems.
People gravitated towards her. She really just loved to entertain and know people and observe people. She was a bright, shining star. She really was.
Natalia was a go-getter. Natalia wouldn't settle for no. She did everything and wanted to experience life.
She always talked about the future. Everything from what she was going to wear to the prom to when she was going to drive, what kind of car she was going to get, where she was going to college, but she had very defined goals.
Natalia was getting ready to celebrate her sweet 16 birthday in a week. It was just like any other day. We were having fun and laughing and shopping. We were just relaxing. My parents went out, and I remember my sister, she came in from her room, and she goes, "How do I look?" And I like, "You look beautiful," and I gave her a hug.
Natalia had gone out with her friends. We were under the impression that an adult was driving, but an adult was not driving. A child with a provisional license was driving. At 9:45, she sent me a text and said, "We're on our way home, Mom." And my last words to her were, "Okay."
Before the car crash happened, I heard that there was loud music playing.
There were young girls living life and enjoying a little bit of freedom.
The driver was inexperienced and was driving very fast.
There were distractions in the vehicle. At the time that the car was being driven, one of the passengers was using their cell phone, and they were using some sort of a social media application.
And the driver happened to look back at a critical moment in the turn of the road, and when she looked forward, there was no hope. She hit the tree straight on.
I'm a firefighter. I've been doing this for a long time, and a public servant, and we tend to think that you know, that's not going to happen to us. That's our job. That's what we do.
And we were driving up to the crash thing, and we didn't know what was going on. And my dad made me and my mom stay in the car, and we were really scared.
I see the lights, you know, I see the accident, I see the vehicle. And the vehicle is ripped to shreds.
I got a call and they said, we need you to get down to the hospital. They're transporting Natalia to the hospital. And, you know, even now it just gives me chills, that call again.
And that bed, like any hospital bed, is there, and you can see the sheet. You can see a white sheet covering somebody. That's Natalia.
And Chris comes to me. And I have a million questions. I'm saying, you know, what happened? Can I see her? Is she okay? What injuries does she have? What are they doing? And he looked at me and he said, she's gone. What? Like, the girl I grew up with, my own sister that I grew up with, is gone. The one that we used to play all the time together outside. That's what I thought of as soon as he said that. There are no words for losing a child. And how that affects your other children, how that affects their friends, how that affects their grandparents. It's a hole. It's a loss. It will never be recovered. The passing of Natalia has changed us, from our holidays to our get-togethers to just sitting around watching TV.
It takes a moment to make a bad decision, but that bad decision that you make in that moment can have a lifetime of regret and pain and anguish.
Natalia had made a bad decision and a bad choice to go with someone who did not have the proper license and experience.
I do believe that there were things that everyone could have done to prevent that accident from happening.
That they weren't on their phones, or if they were actually paying attention to the road and going the speed limit.
Getting behind the wheel of a car is probably the most dangerous thing that a young person is ever going to do in their entire life. Really, the teens are the ones that have the power to change the statistics. Your parents can't be there with you when that decision time comes.
I'm hoping, with her message, that she will continue to change the world in a way that we hadn't expected.
They're going to hear her story, and someone is going to go, that girl was amazing, and look at what happened. I'm not going to let that happen to me. I'm not going to let that happen to my friends. I'm going to be that person that says, hey, guys, we're not going to get in this car. You know, I'm not going to ride with you. Sorry, you shouldn't be driving.
I don't want them to feel like they lost it all because of one decision. I don't want anyone to feel that pain. It's a horrible pain.
The numbers illustrating the dangers of cell phone use while driving are downright startling. In fact, and I think you'd agree with me here, Caddy Mike, when you look at the statistics of only 3,500 distracted driving deaths last year, those are only the ones that are provable. Those are the ones where they've gone into the phone records and actually been able to draw information that definitively pointed to cell phone use. But the radio, there's three different kinds of distracted driving. We'll talk about that in a second. Mm-hmm. In fact, at any given time during the day, approximately 660,000 drivers are attempting to use their phones while behind the wheel of an automobile. Last year, we all looked at a video before we came in and did this show of a camera that was set up on an overpass and identifying people driving down an interstate. Mm-hmm. That were on their phone, a city interstate, and it was almost every vehicle going under that overpass. Your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts on this issue are that it's become my pet peeve on steroids, the texting part of it, because they're correct. There are other distractions you can have, listening to radios, having conversations, being angry at something else. But to me personally, it's impossible to operate a motor vehicle safely while you're texting. You want to know why? Because when you're driving a motor vehicle, you need to be looking forward. The only way you can identify what's happening in front of you is if you're looking forward. That includes the following. What kind of setting are you in? Is it a residential? Is it a rural? Is it a school area? Is it a highway area? What if something happens in front of you? What is your out? What happens? If a crash happens in front of you, what are you going to do? First of all, it takes two hands to do that. One, to avoid the wreck and to recover. Secondly, what's your out? This is how I think when I'm driving, because I'm always concerned about the people around me. My requirement for doing this, I've been driving for 42 years and I don't have any accidents. Zero. In 42 years, that's driving all over the country.
That's amazing.
Million miles, California for 10 years, Florida for almost 20 years, all different kinds of weather conditions. But I had a whole semester, I don't know what the driver education requirements is, I had a whole semester, including classroom and instruction while you're driving. And I'll never forget my teacher. And I called him about 5 years ago. He's about 70 years old, and I thanked him for what he did. He said, a monkey can drive a car. It's the mental side of it that you need to constantly be doing in order to operate a vehicle safely. So I see it every day. I mean, 3,000 is a miracle. It's not, you know, 10,000 or 20,000 or 50,000, and it's going that way. There's millions of people who drive and text every single day. Apple doesn't care because they succeeded. They addicted young people to cell phones. So they can't, it's part of their routine. They don't put them down. But like when I was driving here on A1A, two people on A1A, you can see them. They're falling behind. Their car's weaving slightly.
Yep.
When the light turns, they don't go yet. And I also see on A1A dozens of crashes, same kind. The front end, the back cars, the front end is crunched in because something stopped in front of them and they just kept going. And then on Butler Boulevard, between 65 and 75, 80 miles an hour, you guys could probably tell me how fast a car is going in that amount of time. You feel like you're sitting on a sofa when you're driving a car, right? Everything's going good.
It's comfortable.
But if you turn your head to the side, you realize how fast that car is moving along that concrete barrier going 75, 80 miles an hour.
55 miles an hour. If you take your eyes off the road for 5 seconds, you've driven a football field.
Exactly, which means that you're not paying attention to anything that's happening in front of you and certainly not anticipating what might happen if something does happen in front of you. And I don't understand it because it's, you heard the story, and there's going to be thousands of stories like that.
Yeah.
Very sad, sorry tales of bad things that have happened to people when they were texting and driving.
Well,
and
Mike, here's another thing too. It's not just those young people or any human
it isn't.
Being
that's correct
that looks at their phone, has an accident, and hurts themselves or somebody else. There's also it's also life-changing even if you're not injured. And we've got another soundbite that I'm going to play if we have time about a young lady just in the prime of her life with everything to look forward to. And here's a thump on her way home. Mm-hmm. Same road she drives every night. She closed her retail operation. And if we have time, if we don't have time, I'll tell you the end of the story. But it's not a good ending. You know, it's vehicular homicide.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you don't kill yourself or kill somebody in the car with you, you can change your life forever just by not paying attention. There's a major, major, major responsibility when you're behind the wheel of a car. You're driving. I mean, we're in the car business, guys.
Yep.
What's the lightest thing we sell? It's
3,500 pounds or something like
thousands
that.
Thousands of pounds,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, still thousands.
So it's a weapon. It's a missile. Bob, you want to weigh in?
Yeah, it's funny because for me, it's always about trucks and trucking and everything. And, you know, the insurance industry actually had a survey where they were able to take information down from the commercial drivers. And 90% of them actually did agree that distracted driving is definitely an issue. But 45% of those admitted that they do that.
Oh.
So it's like, you know, and it, so it, on the commercial world, I mean, you know, we're not all just advertising for, you know, billboard attorneys. You know, we're all people, we're all human, and we need to get by, but, you know, we need to get past the curve of texting and driving.
We're not going to play it, Bob, but we have a, I have a soundbite from a family that lost a young man in a metro train accident where the engineer took his eyes off the tracks for 20 minutes, wasn't watching the speed, mm-hmm. and 25 people died in that accident. So it's rampant, and it's like you're saying, Mike, the manufacturers don't care. They've been super, super, super successful. I have some statistics that I could show you that in states where it's become against the law, emergency room visits from distracted driving accidents are down. So where
Georgia has one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where we have Georgia.
There's 16
yeah.
states now that have laws against mm-hmm. it. And where we are taking action on it, it is improving things, but it's still up to the individual. And sometimes, I mean, it's like we're all part of the ALS movement. And one of the questions we talk about in ALS when we bring the patients and the admin people in is, did you even know what ALS was until it touched your life?
Mm-hmm.
Until a family right. member or right. a friend exactly. or someone? And the answer is no. And the same is true here. But here's an opportunity because the software is available from all of the cell phone companies to make sure that, and Jeff, I know anytime
Jeff
I call you
his.
And you're driving, I don't get through. So, hey, we're going to take a little break. You're mm-hmm. listening to the Heavy Metal Hour on 1010 XL 92.5 FM. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion on distracted driving. Please stay with us. Welcome back, everybody, to the Duval Ford Heavy Metal Hour on 1010 XL 92.5 FM. We're talking distracted driving. We've got Daddy Mike Correo joining us. Big Wheels here, Rain Man, Rain Boy, and The Wiz here.
And the mayor.
Mayor's doing a great job. Mayor's,
the mayor's
having to,
here. You
mayor's
can't,
having to do some workarounds in there.
But that, you can't text and produce at the same time, can you, Matthew?
Well, I am pretty versatile, but no, that's pretty difficult to do.
Well, he's not in a moving vehicle going a 3,500-pound yeah, missile
exactly.
going, you know, 80 miles an hour either.
I can try to do it back here, but still pretty difficult.
Well, guys, it's the bottom of the hour on Saturday. It's the Heavy Metal Hour, and that can only mean one thing.
It's magic, you know. Never believe it's not so. It's magic, you know. Never believe it's not so.
It's pretty cool.
That was the best ever.
Yeah.
Great job. We needed the green jacket in here.
Right.
That's it.
Hey, Mikey, Magico, how are you? You've been listening to our discussion.
Yes. Great, Wizardo. And a somber topic, but serious and necessary. My segue would be, and you're right, I like all the comments Mike made in the discussion, and nothing replaces the responsibility of the driver, and you're right. And from manufacturer standpoints, and we've talked about it on the show, and now having a new Chevrolet dealership and a Ford dealership, we talk about autonomous driving coming, but the safety features in the vehicle now to stop the vehicle and avoid collisions, you know, my point that I'd stress still doesn't replace any accountability of the driver, because now our new systems, we've talked about it. With the new Fords, they can detect pedestrians, objects in the road, mm-hmm. with the pre-collision warning system, and now on the new models, automatic emergency braking. So it's going to slow the vehicle down 30 miles per hour, and if need be, apply emergency brakes, stop the car. With Chevrolet, they call it their forward collision warning system, but same thing. If you're going 50 miles an hour or less, then it's going to slow down the vehicle and stop it, or try to stop it. If you're over 50, you get an alert only. But still, at the end of the day, bottom line is, all these systems and all these vehicles now using camera and radar systems, and my concern is the false sense of security or safety. You know, we already have the issue with distracted driving, and my point today, too, would be still nothing replaces you as a driver paying attention. And like Caddy Mike said, you know, what area are you in? Are you looking? I like the acronym when I was getting my motorcycle's license of SIDE, which was scan, identify, decide, and execute. Because you, defensive driving, you should be looking down the road and seeing what's happening. And I hope it doesn't get worse with the new safety features and the talk about autonomous driving to where, you know, folks even become more either false reliance on technology or, you know, not paying attention.
Hey, Mike, I'm glad you brought that up, because if you think about it, especially for a new bike rider, it takes absolutely every faculty you've got to ride a motorcycle. I mean, there is absolutely no way you could take both hands off the handlebars and start keying in text. And when you're on a motorcycle, the person most at risk is you, the rider.
Yes.
When you're doing that same thing in a multi-thousand-pound vehicle, you're driving a missile. I mean, you got to look at both of them the same. Riding a motorcycle, driving a car, flying an airplane, they're all the same. They take every bit of our cognitive ability to do it right and stay safe.
You're right, and you're right. You're the pilot. I just had a customer of mine, and they weren't doing anything wrong, but, I mean, you're right. It requires so much attention, and he had a blowout in the front tire, and he was on a two-lane highway, it's Hilliard and McClenny, the other morning, and, I mean, everybody was so grateful, and I was thankful to the man upstairs, but his truck rolled five times. And he didn't do anything other than have a blowout in a front tire. And luckily, he still stayed on the road. But, I mean, if there was even an ounce of distraction, or if he wasn't paying attention, and that would have happened where he wasn't, you know, controlling the wheel or paying attention, being able to react quickly, I mean, definitely would have been an issue. But you're right. We never know what's going to happen in front of us until, you know, it's too late. So why risk, you know, not paying attention 100% of the time? So, yes. Good points, and I don't know. Do you want me to go over any specials, or are we going to stay on this topic, or you tell me?
Let's keep the specials sideline for now, but
because
this is kind of important. You know, I'm a boater, and there's everything I do and have equipment and backup equipment on a boat. I don't just have a battery. I have two batteries. a vehicle can drift to the side of the road if it stalls out or something like that. A boat, you know, really needs to go down the highway or down the waterway. And if it conks out, it may drift out to sea. You got to be, you know, extra careful in a boat. So I'm used to backup systems. You know, when you're texting and driving, you've eliminated all of your backup faculties. And it eliminates the opportunity of what happens in the middle of the road, the side of the road, what distracts you in normal driving. And, you know, it's like, you know, distraction driving or texting and driving is almost okay by itself with regard to if I don't have anything else to do. But it never works that way.
That's a good point. And you probably got the stats wizard. I don't know if you brought this up, but, you know, we talk about, you know, drinking and driving and boating, you know, on the water, alcohol, dangerous it is, where distracted driving, you know, even worse. Are the new statistics now showing distracted driving kills more people than drunk driving now? Has it become data I've heard it.
I think so. I think I've heard that. And Mike, your point is so great about I'm glad that Ford and other people are coming up with safety features, but if the message gets here's what human beings do. Mm-hmm. Oh, the guy at the dealer said that I didn't have to pay attention. The car would brake and turn and whatever itself. You know, that mentality is something that has to be cut off immediately from people. You know, when Dale Earnhardt Sr. was killed in 2001 at the Daytona 500 in the final laps, NASCAR and auto racing changed their safety features. Now, you don't talk a lot about harnesses and things like that on this show. Maybe you do. Things like harnesses and Hans devices.
Hans
devices and softer.
And he wasn't wearing one.
That's right. Softer barriers and so forth. These cars are going 200 miles an hour, and I don't think they've had a fatality in, you know, since then, which is going on 17, 18 years on the track. But human beings, driving their cars, they make all these mistakes with texting, distractions. When's the last, do they check their headrest, see if it's set up right? Do they check their side and rear view mirrors? All the simple basic things that you need if you're focusing on driving to become a defensive driver and an anticipatory driver so that if something happens around you, that you're able to deal with it and react accordingly.
No, and that's a good point. And now, just also, I don't think folks even know, and dealerships, manufacturers need to do a better job. The last few years, the headrests are adjustable. They don't just go up and down. Headrests are adjustable forward and backwards for that reason. The inflatable seatbelt technology that's out now also, besides your increased airbag technology, now you have the inflatable seatbelts. And to your point, Mike, this is all backup safety technology. Now the evasive maneuver, last thing I would say too, besides the new automatic emergency braking, now with this the software going towards autonomous driving, but the vehicle now in a lot of the higher-end packages, if the braking alone won't work, the vehicle will make an evasive maneuver and move out of the way. And, you know, you're trusting the computer systems, again, the camera and
Mike,
radar
this stuff
systems.
Isn't being designed to eliminate stupidity.
Exactly.
It's being designed
well,
to make someone that's
driving.
Paying you're total right. attention from having, you know, having an issue. There was a time when we didn't have cell phones. There was a time we had just radios. I had a 56 Oldsmobile when I was in high school that actually had a button on the floor down by the dimmer switch, which would scan for the next radio station.
Oh,
I used to wave my hand in front of the dial and push that button, and the guys in my carpool never knew the difference. They'd wave their hand, nothing would happen. I'd say, no, you're doing it wrong. But anyhow, we used to kill thousands of people on the highway before we ever had distracted driving. There is a statistic I was telling you about. I guess we're probably not going to have time for our soundbite, but in all the states where laws have been enacted to make it against the law to use your cell phone, accidents are down. So, but I hate to think it's going to take legislation. And a lot of cases, it's like we talked earlier, it's just awareness. You don't really become aware of it until you have a major, major problem. The young lady that I was talking about in the soundbite, she looked like she's probably 25, 26 years old. A beautiful girl, has her whole life in front of her. Looks down at her phone for a few seconds to see her boyfriend's texting her, are you home yet? She hears this thump, you know. She hits something, but she doesn't know what it was. And didn't see anything, slowed down, looked in the rearview mirror, saw nothing. And 2 days later, the state police come walking in her shop where she's the manager, and she's in prison. I mean, she's probably would have never committed a crime in her life. And just for taking her eyes off the road and doing something that you're not supposed to do, her life has changed irrevocably. I mean, it's a felony. Even if she's released, she's still got this.
I guess the thump in the road was she hit somebody?
Hit somebody,
hit somebody
yeah.
and killed him.
Yeah.
Well, like you said, the sadness is, you know, this is all preventative. And the last one I'll leave before I leave you guys, great job, by the way, is you're right. What everybody's saying in Caddy Mike is what we can focus on is awareness, just like we've done with ALS, is increasing the awareness. And even though all these features and safety features reduce serious injury and are designed to help reduce that, hopefully, and prevent more deaths, that we can get the awareness out there to, you know, be responsible. It's something you can make the choice and don't do it. Like you said, let's not wait for legislation and more death and tragedy. Keep the awareness out there and be smart.
Hey, Majika, before I forget, I appreciate you coming on and I appreciate you joining the conversation. I know you've just got all this pent-up special stuff in your heart, and we're just going to let you deliver that to the customers later in the day. But we are having a Heavy Metal Hour Gang reunion show next week, so start working on maybe you could get away for a couple hours and come over and join us for the show. Richard Tackett's coming back. We're going to have everybody here, hopefully, for the show. And maybe we'll go out to lunch. Maybe you can't if you do make it to the show because you got to get back over to Stockville, the home of John Stock.
I know. I'll be there.
But anyway, I just wanted to give you a heads up on that. And thanks for all you do. We love you. Have a great Easter weekend, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you. Happy Easter, everybody out there, and do well for that. And great show, guys. This topic is way more important, so everybody be safe out there and have a great holiday. And please wear your seatbelts. And I hope everybody tuned in. Got a lot of good info. Ciao, guys. Go Gators. And Garth Brooks. Garth Brooks tonight in Gainesville. I'll be there. So I got friends in all places. See you. Ciao. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mike.
And speaking of the solution, Jeff, let me ask you, what is the application you use on your cell phone?
It's just something that Verizon came out with on the it's a standard issue deal where you just turn it on that I don't get any text or I don't get any phone calls when I'm driving.
Okay.
So it's easy.
So it's not a separate app?
No, but there is a ton of apps out there. I had a couple different apps, and the one that Verizon provided was the best one I've used.
Okay.
Guys, we got a break. You guys will listen to the Heavy Metal Hour, and we appreciate it on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM. We'll be right back to wrap up. Welcome back, everybody, to the Heavy Metal Hour on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM. Wizard here, along with Big Wheel, Rain Man, Rain Boy, and our special guest, Caddy Mike Carrera. We're talking about distracted driving, and I'm going to let you guys close it out. Mike, we'll start with you.
First of all, gentlemen, scholars, you guys, thank you for inviting me to come on today on this very important topic. It's just sometimes we have to be smarter than we are out there. And just because it's easy to do and just you have to have set your priorities. Once you are in a vehicle, please, 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 the most important thing and the only thing you need to be concentrating on is your driving. Whether it's a 16-year-old kid who's very inexperienced or somebody who's going to work and needs to let somebody know or to answer a phone. As these guys have said, there's so many tragic stories that we weren't able to give to you today. But another bad thing it does, it makes the drivers around them, like for me, it'll give me road rage for a time because I see it. Now I'm distracted, right? Because who's that stupid person texting and driving? Now for that split second, yeah. I'm turning my head. And as these guys have said, if you turn your head to the right, does your wheel go to the right a little bit or left? And it puts you in positions to impact vehicles. Pedestrians, that's why the rise in pedestrian deaths has gone up. People are not paying attention, either the pedestrians or drivers. So please, I'll let the guys finish up. But thanks a lot for letting me come on. Don't text and drive. Your life might just depend on it.
Jacob, how old are you?
I'm 16.
16. Jeff, let's make him take the pledge right here in front of God and a radio audience.
Okay.
Raise your right hand.
Raise your right hand.
I don't know what it is.
Okay, I state your name.
I, Jacob Rayner.
Promise never to text and drive.
Promise to never text and drive.
Promise to never be distracted driving in any fashion.
Promise to never be distracted.
Yeah, that.
All right.
Yeah.
I promise to always pay attention, always be a courteous driver.
Promise to always pay attention, to always be a courteous driver.
God bless America.
So help me God.
Help me God.
All right. A little heavy metal levity there. All right. Thanks. That's awesome.
And honesty. Yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you for that.
What you got, Jeff?
He's
In 42 years, I expect you not to have any accidents.
Yeah. There you go.
It's a sobering pledge, isn't it, young man?
It is.
It is.
Right.
But it's so
Bob?
Important.
For me, it's, I take us back a little bit to back in the days when most of us have probably learned to drive with a stick shift because, you know, you start out with an older
manual.
Car. A manual transmission. That's right. That had a clutch. So we're on the fence. Do we start our kids out with the new technology and now they're dependent on it? Or do we start them out with the old and let them build on it? We'll leave that up to the audience. What do you think, Bruce?
Well, you know, you have to go to motorcycle driving school now to get a motorcycle license. Mm-hmm. You didn't used to even, and this is less than 10 years. In the last 10 years, you didn't have to do anything. It was just part of your regular driver's license.
So. Was that part of getting no helmet, maybe?
Do not know. Have to research that. But anyhow, it's maybe we ought to do the same thing for automobiles. Maybe we ought to have ongoing driver training. But anyhow, we're always going to be reminding you of it as long as we're out here. So have a great Easter weekend, everybody. Drive safe. I hope you took something from our conversation today. Again, thanks, Bob, Jeff, Jacob, Caddy Mike.
Thank you, gentlemen.
See you later, guys. Have a great weekend.
God bless.